Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Glad you're with me because we got a new friend. Blaine Collison is with us. Now, he and I have already met. We've already become friends, but he's a new friend to you, new friend to the show, new to the show. Blaine Collison is the director of the EPA's Green Power Partnership. He's a career person. He's not an appointee. He's not a political appointee. He's been with the EPA for 14 years. That means he's worked for three different administrations, and he's here to when he and I met first at Bruce Piasecki's conference in Washington about 3 months ago, I was interested in what he had to say, and he was interested in, believe it or not, in what I had to say, and so we had a little conversation, and I told him that I wanted him to come on the show and talk to us a little bit about what he's doing. I thought you would want to be you'd want to hear about this. Blaine Collison, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to talk to you. Good to have you back on the show, and good to talk to you again.
Well, it's my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. Blaine, talk to us about the Green Power Partnership and what the EPA is doing with all that.
Sure. Okay. So the Green Power Partnership is a national voluntary climate change program, and you know, the key word there is probably voluntary. And it's part of a suite of voluntary climate change programs here at the EPA. Most people probably know the Energy Star program. We sit in the same piece of the organization. And the objective of the Green Power Partnership is to work with energy users across the nation, big, small, public, private, for-profit, non-for-profit, and use those folks, leverage the energy purchasing behavior of all those organizations to help build more renewables in the U.S. more quickly, right? So we are a green electricity purchasing program. So
why? Let me ask you a question,
please.
How long has this partnership been in business?
The Green Power Partnership launched in about 2001.
Okay, so it's been around a while in the Bush administration and the Obama administration. Why would you? I'm interested in the term that you used. Voluntary climate change initiative, I think, is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, why would you not say voluntary energy independence initiative? Why does climate change have to be part of that term?
Well, you know, because we are the Environmental Protection Agency, climate change is sort of where we start, right? I mean, that's our charter is to engage on the environmental issues. Now, as What I think you're pointing out here, and rightly so, and you know, good for you. I usually get to that in maybe my second or third bullet, and you've jumped on it right away here. This is not simply about the environment, and the benefits that are captured here go well beyond environmental protection.
Right.
And in fact, energy independence, domestic manufacturing capacity, domestic jobs, energy security, these are all incredibly important issues that get touched on by this same initiative.
Well, if I and you know, I'm going to be very presumptuous here in saying this, but I'm going to do it. And Blaine, you know that if I didn't care about what you were trying to do, and I think what you're trying to do is important, you wouldn't be on the show today, because I want my audience to take what you're doing very seriously. But I have to say that if you're going to get small business, in my opinion, if you're going to get small business owners to embrace this, it doesn't need to be called the Voluntary Climate Change Initiative. It needs to be called the Voluntary Improve Your Profit and Have Less Dependence on Foreign Oil Initiative. I mean, those are the things that are important to small business owners. Climate change may or may not be. I just think that's a controversial term that, in my opinion, Blaine, doesn't serve your initiative very well.
Well, you know what's been really interesting, as you pointed out, I've been at the EPA for 14 years, doing, in fact, energy efficiency and now renewable energy programs, all under the heading of climate change. And I guess there are two things I'd share from my experience. we've really seen an interesting evolution on where climate change as a discussion point fits in. There was a time when we actually didn't talk about it very much,
mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't the way to really jumpstart the conversation. And now it's much more likely to come up. It's much more likely that my phone will ring and someone on the other end will say, "Hi, you know, I'm from an organization and we're trying to figure out how to engage on our carbon footprint,
right.
or our greenhouse gas emissions, and how can you help us?"
Right.
And the other thing that's really interesting, and like I say, one of the fun things about my job is I'm working with almost 1,300 organizations right now, all different shapes and sizes, different flavors of the economy, lots of big businesses, lots and lots of small businesses, and there's quite a range of answers and value drivers, and so we see organizations coming to us saying, "Hey, climate change, it's right here on our front of our minds. We think we have a license to operate issue. We think we have a stewardship issue.
Right.
We're really interested." We have others that say, "Hey, look, we're interested in seeing if there are some ways that renewables can help us manage our energy costs,
right.
and help us fix our energy
now,
costs."
There you go. And I think you're going to find most small business owners are going to be more in that camp. But talk to us a little bit about some of the things that this partnership promotes. What are some examples? We got about a minute before we go to the first break. Give us some examples of what the partnership promotes.
Okay. Well, so green power is environmentally preferable electricity that comes from renewable energy sources. Now, that's a little bit of a mouthful, and I can shorten that up a little bit. Wind, solar, low-impact hydro, some biomass, some biogas, these are the technologies that are good, environmentally preferable, economically compelling.
But how does a small business owner access those kinds of options?
Well, actually, you know what? The great answer is that there are several ways, all of which are very accessible for the small business owner to do that. And I'd be glad to go into some detail about that when we're ready.
Right. Well, can you give us a quick example right now?
I mean, well, sure. A lot of utilities around the country have green electricity offerings. They'll have a special product that is a green power product,
yeah.
That has more green in it. And then there's a
do we pay more for that, or do we agree to have maybe less? I don't know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm very very interested, folks, as I think you probably are too. You know, how do we call our utility department and say, "Hey, can I buy green power? Can I get this? What will it take?" We're going to get Blaine Collison to help us with that after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Blaine Collison is our guest, folks. He's our new friend, director of the EPA's Green Power Partnership. And that's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about a lot of different things, but one of the things we're about to talk about more and more is how you can become part of this partnership. Now, Blaine, I'd like for you to tell the audience how we can find you and how we can plug into all the things that you're doing.
Oh, thank you very much. We are at www.epa.gov/greenpower. That's one word, green power. We're right there. All of our materials are there. And, I tell you, I invite people to come to our webpage. We've tried to put every piece of information that a small business or a big business or a college or university will need to understand the landscape of green power products, to understand where they get green power, to understand what it's going to look like, and also to see which of their peers and competitors is already part of the program.
There you go. So, folks, there's a big list of folks there you can check out. So check out what they've got. Give us the website quickly one more time.
EPA.gov/greenpower.
EPA.gov/greenpower, and
yes,
you can find Blaine's work there. Okay, Blaine, you were telling us, we were about to tell us when we went to the break, about how an average small business owner out in Main Street America could actually tap into green power without putting solar panels on the roof of their building or digging a thermal well and exchanging the heat and the water for energy, all those things that to us would be prohibitive.
Yeah, well, so let's set aside the on-site systems, as you just suggested. There's some interesting things that have happened there.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah,
let's do the easy ones first.
Okay, so there are then two ways for a small business to get green power. The utility programs, right, and some utilities have green power offerings and some don't. And it's an interesting portfolio, the ones that do. Some of them are very clever, right? I mean, one of the interesting things about something like wind power is that there's no fuel input, right? So
right.
For a small business, one of the issues that they're looking at is cost volatility,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, having stable, predictable, anticipatable costs is an important thing.
But where can I buy electricity made by wind?
Well, again, this is going to come down to your local utility, and some utilities have it, and some
right.
don't.
Right. So what we need to do is pick up the phone and call our utility department and say, "Can I buy green power from you?" And what? How are they going to do that? Are they going to say, "Okay, we have green power, but it's an extra buck a gigawatt or whatever"? Is that how it works? Or
well, you know, in some places there is a marginal cost. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
And,
so.
And in some places, there are a couple of utilities around that Austin Energy is a really good example, and Xcel Energy is a really good example. They have wind power products that
right.
have fixed prices because, as I said, there's no fuel input, right? There's no price volatility. So actually, in those markets, it's been possible for some customers to lock in fixed price
right.
wind power.
What are some other things? What are some other partnership things we can do besides buying green power? Because everybody can't do that. What is something that you're working on that everybody listening can do?
Well, actually, I mean, here's the really good news. The other way to get green power is a way that is accessible to every single business, government, NGO, and residential customer in the United States right now, and that's something called a renewable energy certificate.
Okay.
It is possible, and this is a really clever piece of the market, and actually a really impressive example of market innovation and market agility and the power of the market. I mean, you know, we were chatting about this a little bit on the break. It's the power of the markets here collectively that offers us an incredible upside of innovation and performance improvement and taking us roaring into the rest of the 21st century. So a renewable energy certificate, it is possible for a small business to keep getting their electricity from their utility partner,
right?
Right? I mean, let's not change that up. They can go and get just the environmental attributes, the windness from a wind turbine from another vendor. And what they're essentially doing is building their own green power on site.
So you're saying they can go buy a product that would help to augment their energy through an actual, like, for example, adding a turbine to their business?
Well, it's actually a little bit different than that. If I have a turbine up the road here that's not connected to your studio, let's say you want to get your show
mm-hmm.
running on green power. I have a turbine. I can sell you the environmental cleanness, the lack of pollution, right?
Yeah.
We can commoditize that lack of pollution.
But how does that convert to something for my business?
Well, by buying
what am I buying? What am I buying?
You're buying the environmental attributes. You're right. So the lack of pollution. This is what's in a renewable.
Are you talking about target. like a cap, trading carbon? Is that
well? I'm not.
I'm almost out of time. I'm almost out of time, Blaine. I need to understand what am I if my what would motivate a small business to do that?
What would motivate a small business?
Why am I writing a check for this?
Because that's going to do two things. That's going to reduce your environmental footprint, and that's
right.
going to help drive the construction of new U.S. energy generation
right.
in America.
But it's not going to put any more money on my bottom line, though, is it?
Well, it might.
Yeah. Okay. You're gonna have to come back. We got.
Let's
I got a lot more. Blaine, I got a lot more questions.
Anytime.
Will you come back and answer some of them? You've been a good sport today and did a good job. Thank you for that. Blaine Collison, ladies and gentlemen, with the Green Power Partnership at the EPA. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.